Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting officials struggle to reinstate a Syrian ceasefire. The team led by the U.S., Russia, and the U.N. is working to finalize a plan that could lead to the restoration of a cessation of hostilities in Syria, where fighting between the government and rebels could hinder efforts to fight the Islamic State group. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said military-to-military teams are working on details. A U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when they came under attack. Polls are closing in the Midwestern U.S. state of Indiana, which held a presidential primary election Tuesday. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump faces a showdown with his bitter rival, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. A victory in Indiana would likely put Trump on the path to clinching the Republican Party's presidential nomination. Almost all opinion surveys showed Trump leading in Indiana. After Trump's reference stories suggesting a possible link between Ted Cruz's father and Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, the Texas senator responded in unusually angry terms Tuesday.
The man is utterly amoral. Morality does not exist for him. And listen, Donald Trump is a serial philanderer, and he boasts about it. This is not a secret. He's proud of being a serial philanderer.
Ted Cruz, in a somewhat more civil Democratic race, pre-election polls put former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a tight contest with Senator Bernie Sanders. This is VOA News. A top French trade official says trade negotiations between the United States and the European Union are likely to grind to a halt due to the United States' reluctance to make concessions. Matthias Feckel told reporters Tuesday the failure is most likely to be the outcome for the talks of the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. The European Commission is due to release details of its plan to overhaul the EU asylum system Wednesday. The plans are expected to touch off a renewed debate on how Europe should handle the recent influx of migrants. An estimated 1 million refugees and migrants arrived in the European Union last year. The new regulations will seek to correct EU failures in dealing with the migrant crisis. Transparency International says roughly 1 in 3 people in the Middle East and North Africa have had to pay a bribe for public services. A Transparency report released Tuesday says bribes are commonly used to obtain public services in court systems, among regional police, as well as for medical care, documents, permits, and electric and water service. A majority of respondents say they think corruption is getting worse. The United Nations Security Council approved a resolution on Tuesday demanding all parties protect hospitals, health care providers, and medical facilities against violence and be held accountable if they do not. Gerard van Bomen is New Zealand's ambassador to the United Nations.
Today, the Council has spoken with one voice to deliver a firm response to this growing global problem. We are shining a light on behavior that is becoming all too prevalent, but should just not be happening.
The adoption of the resolution followed a series of attacks on hospitals in war zones worldwide. The rights group Amnesty International says more than 1,000 Iraqis are being held without charge at a makeshift counterterrorism centers throughout the country. And Amnesty says many of the detainees were taken when Iraqi forces recaptured their towns from Islamic State forces. Many are suspected of collaborating with the militant group. Counterterrorism officers told Amnesty they lack personnel to carry out investigations in a timely manner and don't have the resources to treat detainees humanely. An Israeli court has handed down a life prison term to the accused ringleader of an Israeli gang that kidnapped and killed a Palestinian teenager in 2014. Defendant Yosef Haim Ben David also received an additional 20 years for related crimes and was ordered to pay the family of his victim $39,000. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were way down today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.